You're listening to SBS News.
Many Russian Australians are deeply disturbed by President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They're telling SBS News they're shocked by the invasion and fearful of Russia's next move. Some fear the Russian president is capable of ordering a nuclear attack, yet doubt the military would obey an order to launch. Petra Kuzmin left Russia in the turbulent 1990s to finish high school in the United States, then moved to Melbourne in 2006. He's been opposing Russia's latest actions, helping to coordinate protests with the Svoboda Alliance, a pro-democracy movement of Russian speakers across Australia and New Zealand. He grew up in the shadow of the Cold War with the former Soviet Union and is shocked by the attack on Ukraine.
Invasion itself was still a shock, and I didn't think it would happen. I thought it was unimaginable that Russia would invade a brotherly nation because of such close ties that the two countries have. Till the very last minute, I was hoping that and thinking that this is really a bluff.
He believes the Russian leader invaded Ukraine because he was losing his grip on power.
The root cause of this invasion is the fact that Putin's standing with the Russian people, his popularity has been waning for several years now. He was seeing his power slipping. He couldn't see the future, how he could democratically continue being the leader of the country despite changing the constitution, despite the whole apparatus that he had. He was still feeling the pressure from the society.
Mr. Kuzmin believes in order to take that pressure off, Mr. Putin has created an external crisis.
For a year, Putin's repressive regime has been just ratcheting up the pressure on civic society organizations, on independent media. It was either arresting the real opposition or forcing them to just flee the country. All of this was creating a sense, I believe, for Putin that it's really he's not having enough support. So the only way for him to get the support of the people is by creating an external crisis.
Ilya Fomin, a Russian geophysicist, has been working at Macquarie University since arriving in Australia in 2018. He's been advocating against Russian aggression since Moscow began amassing troops along Ukraine's borders this year. Mr. Fomin is deeply concerned by Mr. Putin's order to change the country's nuclear status.
There is only one really scary thing, which is the sanity of Putin. Because now when he actually put basically the nuclear forces on high alert, I mean, this is a very strong red bar. If you cross it, you are insane, you are mad. And this is the problem that from what I see, like or his recent message here where he talk about the Nazi drug is backed by American coaches in Ukraine, he told it on mass media and so on. It is just so insane.
Mr. Fomin's parents are in Russia and his girlfriend is in Ukraine. He is concerned for them there, but he's also concerned for himself here for speaking out against Russia's government. Despite his concerns, he feels a duty to speak.
I want to do my tiny bit to let people know that there are very many Russians who are against the war, and we do not want to be mixed up with the Kremlin, with Putin's government. No, we were against it, and that's why we are not there.
Mikhail was born in Australia to Russian parents. He's requested his real name not be used for fear of retribution by pro-Putin supporters in Australia. Asked if he truly believed he could be harmed here in Australia, he said he did not want to find out.
I don't know, and I don't really want to find out either. Even though there's overwhelming support against the war and against the actions of the Russian state, the unpredictability is obviously still, exactly that. So I think it's just one of those situations that whilst Putin's regime is still in power, I just think certain sensible measures should still be taken.
Dr. Slava Kitaev is the Russian-born Associate Director of E-Research and an astronomer with Monash University in Melbourne. He says he's been threatened several times for speaking out against the Putin regime.
I had episodes where I was threatened And of course, everyone who speaks out should feel threatened, really. We have to acknowledge that there are people here who work for Russian governments, and they work within communities. That's more or less common knowledge in Russian community.
Dr. Kataev says there is no endorsement of Russia's invasion of Ukraine within his circle of compatriots, and that the vast majority of Russians are against this war.
Many Russians who do not support what's happening. There are some that they do, and I think the role of Russian propaganda media played a significant influence on forming such an opinion.
He says the situation between Russia and Ukraine makes him feel terrible and terrifies him.
Look, I feel really terrible. I have to say that I saw that coming, left Russia 20 years ago, and it's terrifying me what's happening. I'm of a view that we are dealing with a psychotic episode of Mr. Putin. And we all are in danger, to be honest.
But Petr Kuzmin says the military chain of command may weaken any nuclear threat.
More importantly for me, I cannot diagnose him psychologically, so more importantly for me is the people around him. All these people in his inner circle, in the chain of command, will they carry out these orders or not? And I think with every day, the chances of the generals, of the soldiers, of the person who will actually press the button. There's no red button. Everybody knows that. There's a chain of command. So there's a person somewhere who will be pressing the button. And I'm hoping that, well, I know for sure that with every day, the chances of people carrying out Putin's orders are decreasing.
Mikhail also believes that should Mr. Putin give the orders to launch nuclear missiles, his generals may not follow through.
Would he give the order? I don't know. Do I think that order would be carried out? No, I don't. I think that we're now seeing both publicly and privately, the fact that he is now becoming increasingly isolated within his own circle. He no longer has the support internally, even though we may not necessarily be seeing that through the various channels of the Russian government. So I do not think that order would go through. And the fact that the Western or that allied forces have not responded in kind with their nuclear arsenal proves that Western intelligence also believe that the nuclear option will not be exercised.
Eugene Kravitz is a 3D animation artist who came to Australia from Russia when he was 12 years old and remembers living under the Soviet regime. He fears that Mr. Putin may wish to rebuild an empire akin to the USSR, and the invasion of Ukraine commits him to further action.
Putin is backed into a corner. He's not going to go back. He's not going to just stop with Ukraine. Silly. Every day I wake up, I check the news, hoping that the Russian generals actually mutiny and to learn of a military coup. Because, they're looking at suicide, basically. I'm surprised as anybody else that it's day five of the war that is going as bad as it's going for Russia, and that I'm still surprised that he's alive and not under arrest.
He is outraged that the world has not done more to support Ukraine.
When does the world actually start to do something about it? What's the red line? Is it Ukraine? Is it Moldova that Russia has designs on also? Is it the Baltic states that are already members of NATO? Where does it end?
Mr. Kravitz has several friends in Ukraine. He's in daily contact with them. They're safe, but angry at Mr. Putin and angry at the world for not doing more.
They're very pissed off, and they're not leaving their staying to fight.
Here in Australia, Mikhail believes the end for Mr. Putin's Russia is near.
This will be the downfall of the Putin regime. I am absolutely certain of it. The only question really is whether he will come out of this alive or whether he will be tried.
Either way, Mikhail fears for the people of Russia.
This is not Russia's war, it's Putin's war. And that the people that will be worst off as a result of this will be the Russians. The Ukrainians will rebuild.
the Ukrainians have the support of the world, and buildings can be rebuilt, people can be saved, but the stain and the scourge of being the aggressor, of being an abuser of human rights, that stays. So the longer that this continues, the worse off the Russian people and the country will be.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.